Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday against those who might consider attacking Iran in response to an attack on Saudi oil facilities. This comes after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo directly blamed Iran and called what happened in Saudi Arabia an act of war. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it was an Iranian attack that damaged Saudi Arabia's oil installations, describing it as an act of war. Iran has denied any involvement and has warned the U.S. it will immediately retaliate if it's attacked. President Trump isn't saying whether the U.S. will take military action, but he has ordered increased financial sanctions on Tehran. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was in response to the Saudi-led war in Yemen that has killed tens of thousands of people. I'm Mike Hempin.
At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan Thursday, dozens more injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in Kalat, the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. A spokesman for the provincial government said most of the victims, which included women and children, were patients at a nearby hospital. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Thursday for his main challenger to join in forming a unity government. In a video message, Netanyahu said that although he had campaigned for establishing a right-wing government, the election results show that is not possible. He called for cooperation and urged Benny Gantz to quickly set up a broad unity government. Gantz has previously said he would not, and he's expected to make a statement. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face at a party in 2001.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry.
Trudeau spoke to reporters Wednesday after Time magazine published the image. He said he was dressed up in an Aladdin costume for a gala where the theme was Arabian Nights. Jagmeet Singh, the leader of Canada's New Democratic Party, says the Trudeau brownface scandal will trouble many Canadians.
Seeing this image is going to be hard for a lot of people. It's going to bring up a lot of pain. It's going to bring up a lot of hurt. Please reach out to your loved ones. Please reach out to people who are suffering in silence right now. Please let them know that they are loved and they are celebrated for who they are.
Trudeau is currently on the campaign trail before Canadian federal elections. The image could undermine his chances for re-election with less than 5 weeks to go before polls open. U.S. lawmakers will move next week to begin passing legislation to combat human rights abuses in Hong Kong. It's an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. If passed, the bill would allow President Donald Trump to use the Magnitsky Act to sanction Hong Kong and China authorities for human rights abuses, while ensuring protesters are not denied entry visas to the U.S. and that Hong Kong is complying with U.S. sanctions and laws. Some of the key activists in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement are on Capitol Hill this week. Here's Denise Ho.
I want to thank the Congress for giving the support because, this is a message to these Hong Kong people that we are not isolated in this fight. We are in the forefront of this very global fight for universal values.
After months of protests, activists in Hong Kong succeeded in forcing the withdrawal of an extradition bill, widely seen as an incursion by mainland Chinese government. President Trump appears to be reveling in the construction of a new section of border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. The border wall became Trump's signature project.
This wall can't be climbed. This is very, very hard. And what the panel does on top, as I said, is structural, but it's also very hard to get by that panel. Plus, it's designed to absorb heat, so it's extremely hot. The wall is, you won't be able to touch it.
The president used a permanent marker to sign a new portion of the metal barrier rising as high as 9 meters at Otay Mesa, a suburb of the U.S. city of San Diego that separates California from Tijuana, Mexico. Trump deflected questions about his pledge that Mexico will pay for the wall, saying he could impose a 5% tariff on products from Mexico to cover the cost. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA.